What will Ireland look like over the next 40 years? A much older population, more national debt, less tax income, a housing crisis that will last for another 15 years, but a pension age that will remain at 66. For now, that's some of the findings from and analysis of a big report, 96 pages into the future, carried out by the Department of Finance, called Future 40. It can't predict the future, but tries to, is mindful of the likely effects of climate change and migration, but doesn't take into account another pandemic, for example. Dr. Emma Howard is with us. She's an economist at TU Dublin. Dr. Howard, good morning.
Good morning.
Big report, big study. What did you pick out from it?
Yeah, so as you say, it's looking across the next 4 decades, and the idea is to give us an economic and fiscal outlook. And as you mentioned, what they do is they think about some of those known challenges that we know are coming down the line, and they model over 2,000 different scenarios, thinking about the best case to the worst case. And the headlines that people will be seeing this morning from the report are taking what they call the central scenario, sort of in between that best and worst case scenario. And as you say, they're looking at a number of different areas, but of course, there are unknowns that can occur, and you know, none of us would have predicted the pandemic. So what the key message from the report really is that we need to build resilience, because there are going to be these additional challenges as well as the known challenges. And we've got to prepare for those.
Yeah, as you said, most of the modelling is based on a no policy change scenario and not a huge amount of change from the way the country functions now. Surely a lot will change in 40 years.
Well, so they base it, I mean, I guess because the problem is they don't know what policies are going to change and how. So with one exception, we do know that there is going to be a slowdown in corporation tax receipts, and that is built into the modelling. And what they are predicting is that we are going to see a 22% reduction in those corporation tax receipts in real terms over the period 2025 to 2040. And so that's driving a lot of, for example, the increasing debt levels that you mentioned. So, you know, without broadening our tax base, in other words, having that no policy change scenario in place, it means that our national debt will grow from, it's at about 60% of gross national income now, to 148% by 2065. So it's really highlighting that what we have is, when we look at all of these challenges and our aging population that we know is going to increase government expenditure, without having some policy changes, we're going to suffer in the long term. And we've really got about 10 years, the report thinks, for reforms before that fiscal flexibility diminishes, before those excess corporation tax receipts that are buffering the public purse disappear.
Those headlines on the front of the Mail and the Times, as Shane was telling us, housing crisis to last 20 years or 15 years, depending on which newspaper you read this morning. What do you think? And these are based on reaching housing targets by the end of this decade of building 60,000 houses a year.
They are, yes, exactly. So there's a couple of issues that they model around housing. So one is the public cost of housing. So they're estimating that it's going to rise to 2.3% of national income by 2040. And that's based on their assumptions that about 25% of new build homes will be social homes, and that we'll have 26% of renters will be on housing assistance payments. But yeah, that's applied to reach 60,000 by 2030. But peak housing demand, we won't hit it until the mid-2030s. And they think that the pent-up demand will last out to potentially out to 2040. So we are looking at, I mean, you know, as we know, even without this 60,000 target being met, you know, even if it is met, we have such a backup in supply, and we do have a growing population, so those housing needs need to be met. The other thing that the report highlights is the residential construction workers that will be required. So their estimate is that we need about 50,000 workers into the construction industry just to meet these targets.
Birth rates, migration, death rates, how many people could be living here in 40 years?
Yeah, their estimates, I mean, again, there's a range because we know we can easily predict or relatively easily predict the birth rates. You know, we know they're falling and like many advanced economies will continue to fall slightly over the next 40 years. But migration is slightly more difficult to predict. And in particular, you know, we have the EU expansion, and that's uncertain as to how many countries will join the EU and, you know, will be then freely able to migrate here. But their projection is this in the central scenario that the population could reach 6.77 million by 2065. But I think one of the really critical points from the report is that they highlight that continued inward migration will be vital to maintain growth in the labour force and to offset those demographic challenges of our ageing population by boosting the working age. It will boost economic growth, innovation and productivity.
Let's hope we're all around in 40 years to find out. Dr. Emma Howard, economist at TU Dublin, thank you for speaking with us. We'll be back after this break.